Social Media and Crossroads Owensboro is this week's Volunteer Owensboro segment, and we are super excited to share this time with Crossroads and Volunteer Owensboro. Thank you so much to Randy. This week, Miss Haley from Crossroads, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing awesome. Now, for folks who don't know about Crossroads Owensboro on Breckenridge, we were talking about this just minutes ago. Everybody drives by the building every single day. Mm-hmm. And what do people need to know about the mission of Crossroads?
Our mission is to serve others in our community that are hungry, the less fortunate, the homeless. We are there to do whatever we can for them. We became organization back in 2006, changed our building in 2014 to where we're at now on Breckenridge Street, opened our homeless shelter to sleep 20 women and or children in 2016. We feed thousands a year and sleep thousands in a year too, since we have been open. We just do what we can to help the community.
Now let's talk numbers. What people don't realize is how many folks you serve every single day. Now let's talk about how many sleeps that you had this past year.
For 2023, our current numbers are that our total guests that we had for the whole year was 5,252. We're able to help 384 new people, women and or children that came to us for help, whether they stayed just one night, a few nights, had never been with us or had been months away from us. They count as a new person if they've been gone for a certain amount of time. So we had 21 children that we helped last year. We have been opening early since the white flag has changed. So far, towards the end of the year, we've been open 31 nights early for them to come in and get out of the cold.
During the white flag events, do you notice an increase in your sleeps?
Yes. Yes.
Now, we have a food pantry at Crossroads.
Yes, we do.
And how many folks did you serve? How many pounds of food did you donate last year?
Well, our numbers for the people that we served and we fed last year was 22,764. We had 7,875 families, added 772 new families to our clientele. We gave out 9,130 boxes of food last year.
People just don't realize the amount. When we talk numbers, people have no idea the impact that Crossroads is making for Owensboro.
Now, the poundage for the food, I can give you that. It would count everything from donations to our tri-state, to our USDA, and to our grocery rescue that we do, was over 490,000 pounds of food last year.
Now, outside of the food pantry, the food donations that you give to residents who are in need, you also have daily you need help from folks because you feed the ladies and the children that stay each night.
Yes.
So you have kind of a monthly sign up for folks who want to help for the residents that stay.
We have probably 15 to 17 that are regular meal providers every month, but the rest of those nights are not filled. I post them on Facebook as in if somebody can fill those. And they're usually taken within a couple of days after we post them for the next month. I don't like to know that they're not going to get fed. And we do have a backup plan, so they are always going to get something to eat. But when we feed them at night and the community helps with those meals every night, sometimes this is the only meal that they get all day long. I mean, they do go out to St. Benedict's Women's and Family Center. They're great about helping them there, and they do what they can for them, too. We kind of work together with them, and so does our director, Macy. But sometimes they are just out there, and they have no place else to go, and they have no place to eat. So this meal is very, very important to us and to them.
Now, it does not have to be, like, to go from a restaurant. It can act a home-cooked meal, possibly,
that's brought
to these ladies.
We've had people DoorDash food, especially during COVID, when we couldn't have anybody come in. They drop off pizza. They have pizza delivered. They'll drop it off. Then there's some that church groups, youth groups. There's so many different people, organizations that help out with this. And it's like cooking for your family. Whenever I've had to provide a meal for them, I've always cooked for them just like I was cooking for my family. And they love it. They are so appreciative of everything that everybody does for them. I can't tell you how many times they've told us how great the food is that they're getting there. They know that people care.
Right.
Just by cooking for them or providing a meal, if it's a restaurant, whatever, it's that somebody takes the time to think about what they're getting to eat and trying to make something different, not just pizza, not just spaghetti, different things like that. They take them into consideration.
Knowing that someone cares makes a huge difference.
And they know it, too. I mean, during Christmas, we've had so many people that dropped off gift bags and stockings and just different little gifts and things for them. When I've been there at nights with them, they're like, we cannot believe how blessed we are. I mean, they know that they've been touched by other people in this community. And right. It's just been the most amazing year. I mean, I can't tell you. It's so touching to hear and talk to them.
I love it. You're just the absolute perfect representative for Crossroads, because I'm telling you, you can tell where your heart is. And I love that. Now, something that you mentioned earlier, church groups, coming together to deliver meals. Mm-hmm. This is a perfect, anybody, gather your friends at work, church groups who are watching, any group, you know, come together with your friends and, you know, one night a week or one night a month, sign up. How can folks do that?
They can go to our Facebook page and they can message. I'll post the nights that are available. Sorry.
No, never.
I'll post the nights that are available the previous month, mm-hmm. and they can just message me, or if they've got my number, mm-hmm. they can just call me or text me or whatever. But usually Facebook is the best way to get a hold of us.
Now, is that Crossroads Owensboro on
it's
Facebook?
It's Crossroads Inc. on Facebook.
Got it. Okay. Crossroads Inc. Mm-hmm. Your website is crossroadsowensboro.org.
Yes, yes. And our director, Macy, she fields out those emails and she sends them to me if I get anybody that wants to do a meal.
Okay. Now, are you currently in need of volunteers?
Yes, we can always use volunteers in our food pantry. Mm-hmm. They are open Mondays and Wednesdays, 9 to 3. Those are our senior days where seniors specifically come in to get their commodity box, mm-hmm. or the grandparents through our Nana's cupboard. They come in there that are feeding their grandchildren.
Right.
They come in there and then get boxes for those too. And then on Tuesdays and Fridays, we're open from 10 to 2. Yeah. And that's just our regular days where anybody can come in. Now, you can still come in on the senior days, and we're not going to turn you away, but you just might have to wait because those are the days we've designated for our seniors, and we try to take care of them first so that they don't have to wait too long.
Yes. You mentioned the Nana's cupboard. Mm-hmm. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes. It is an additional food program that we have for our seniors that are in our senior commodity program. We have, I believe it's 20 to 22 grandparents that are feeding almost 50 grandchildren. One family, I think they have 8 or 9 children in the household that they're feeding right now. But we provide extra food for them in the supplement with their senior commodity program. Plus, they can also get a food box. It's something we started a few years back just to try to assist the seniors that are in our senior commodity program to help with the grandchildren that they're feeding.
Along with monetary donations, if folks feel led to donate their time, donate a monthly to Crossroads, do you accept food donations?
Yes. We can take like anything that's like a staple, you know, something that's not going to perish. Mm-hmm. Milk is a big thing. Milk, eggs, things like that they might not be able to get. Mm-hmm. Fruits, vegetables, we get a lot of stuff in the farmer's market. We get that during the summers and the spring, summer, and the fall. We'll have some people drop things like that off. Plus, we have a garden, a community garden, to the side of our building that John, he's our food pantry director, he takes care of that.
Oh, I love that. I was about ready to say, do you need help, you know, with tending
to the garden?
But it sounds like he does.
He does need help. Last year, St. Benedict's from the men's shelter, they came over and helped through Volunteer Owensboro. Mm-hmm. They came and helped him get some of it ready then. But John pretty much does it the majority of the time by himself, along with everything else that he does. And he does it on a volunteer basis. We have one paid full-time paid employee, which is our director, Macy, and then we have a part-time one that actually was one of our girls that stayed with us back some years back. She is an employee of ours now.
I love that.
So,
love if folks feel led to donate, if they want to donate their time to Crossroads, donate anything that is on their heart, would you want them to go to the Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they can go to the Facebook page, or they can do the email. There's an email on our Facebook page, too. You can go through that too, and Macy gets it, and she'll direct it to me or to our food pantry director, either one.
Now, Crossroads was a beneficiary of an Impact 100 grant. Can you tell me about that?
Yes. We were very, very blessed to get the grant for the $100,000 last year to make our facility more safe and secure. We're going to work with other companies on constructing to get our entrances safer and secure for our guests, our girls, our children that come to us for help. And then in the back where our food pantry's at to make delivery for our food trucks and for our volunteers and things like that safer back there. It's going to be a collaboration of all different kinds of things with new lighting, parking lot, more security system, and then some blocking up some walls and making things just a lot better for everybody that's going to be there.
Streamlining processes, yes, and making everything safer and secure for everybody. I love that. Thanks to Impact 100 Owensboro for always making a difference in the community as,
yes,
well.
They are very, very good.
And congratulations to Crossroads for receiving that $100,000. That's amazing.
Yes, it is. It's still like a dream for us, so we're excited to get things started with the companies that are going to help us out. We can't wait to see what it's going to look like. So,
CrossroadsOwensboro.org online. We are so grateful, Haley, to have you here. This
Thank
is our
you.
First Volunteer Owensboro
segment.
Podcast segment. Thank you, Rand. We're going to have to edit that. This is real life here. So this is our first one because we wanted to, yes, the radio interviews are fantastic.
Mm-hmm, they
but
are.
We wanted a more in-depth, we wanted to really let people know mm-hmm. what each nonprofit is all about. And we couldn't do it without Volunteer Owensboro mm-hmm. and Randy, who does an amazing job.
He does.
And thank you so much, Haley.
No, thank you so much. We appreciate everything all of y'all do for us.
Absolutely. CrossroadsOwensboro.org is where you need to go. Thank you guys so much.